Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Voices of Women is a talk radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Well, welcome to Voices of Women. I'm very excited today as we just launched our conference website. It's open for registration, so take a look. Go to womenofwisdom.org. Look for the conference 2014. All our schedule is up there, all the wonderful events. And so we'd just love for you to go explore that. There really is something for everyone. And today we have two more Women of Wisdom presenters who will share their gifts with us in their unique voices. First, we'll be talking with Leah Bales about waking up at night, having insomnia, and how it can be a gift. And in the second half of the show, I'll be talking with Colleen Russell about the sacredness of the body. So my first guest, Leah Bales, is a holistic wellness educator and transformational speaker and coach. She helps women delight in their bodies, align with their souls, and activate creative flow for personal and planetary transformation. She is having a forthcoming book come out called From Insomnia to Inspiration, How Waking in the Night Can Be Good for Your Health, Your Creativity, and Our World. So Leah teaches people to transform insomnia into a positive experience, to activate their creative spiritual power, sleep more deeply, and reclaim joyful connection with body, nature, and inner realms. And she's giving a workshop on this night waking as creative power, from insomnia to sacred gift, and that's going to be on Monday, February 17th. And you can check out her website at www.leahbales.com, L-E-A-B-A-Y-L-E-S. Welcome, Leah.
Thank you so much, Chris. It's great to be here.
So you've worked with a wide variety of people with many mind, body, and spiritual issues. What draws you to this project of helping women transform night waking into a positive force?
Well, first of all, it was my own desperation in the night with really struggling with sleep. And I'd been a mind-body educator for years, a yoga teacher for years, and I loved sleeping. I mean, that was sort of an ironic thing with it. I've always loved sleep. I've worked with dreams a lot. And I love that, being able to go into another realm when we go to sleep. So I've always loved sleep. And it's been something that whenever I'm a little stressed or something's going on, sleep is one of the things that can become a challenge for me. So about 10 years ago, I had kind of my first real dealing with insomnia. At that point, I was going through a divorce. I was, you know, in a job change. A lot of things were in turmoil, kind of falling apart for me at that point. And I just wasn't sleeping. And I was teaching sleep at that point. I was teaching wellness in hospitals and in a wellness center and, you know, helping people deal with how to sleep naturally. So I knew all the things to do, and I thought I did, and I was doing those. But at that point, I really had to go much deeper and find ways, since I was under such stress myself, I had to find ways to really release from my nervous system the tension that I had and recalibrate myself so that I could sleep and learn some techniques that were so useful to me and really useful to my clients and my students. And so that really pretty much resolved about 10 years ago. And then after that, I had another big round, but this was different. This was waking in the night. And so in learning how I could turn that around into a really positive thing, I have shifted that tremendously in myself. and am now teaching it to people. And I really find that it's very intriguing to me, because what we do with sleep to try to help it isn't really getting to the root of things. So this approach to embracing night waking really, it for me, becomes the problem of sleep becomes then a doorway to deeper growth and transformation and learning. So it's actually been quite exciting. It's helped me and other people say, gosh, this is something really new, and they just begin making some shifts in their lives change. So I'm very passionate and intrigued by it right now.
Well, it sounds like you're turning a problem into something positive. I mean, and there is an epidemic of sleeping problems today. I mean, we're seeing that, and we read that most people don't get enough sleep. And so why is this sleeping problems we have? Is it part of our Western culture? You know, we're so busy and our bodies are so active, and we're so busy during the day that we don't settle down at night to sleep? What do you think the issue is?
Well, I think that's a big part of it. I think there are two main parts. And yes, I think you're absolutely right, Chris. It's a personal thing a lot of us deal with, but it's a cultural issue also. And two main parts of it. I think, like you said, our daily life, the activity, and also our severe, what I think of as a systematized disconnection. And so each of those parts, what you were talking about is, it's very hard for us to sleep because we have very busy, busy, active lives. Our culture puts an overemphasis on the yang qualities of activity and achievement and busyness and doing, and really denigrates the yin, or what we might call the feminine qualities of rest and replenishment and reflection and inner awareness and just being. And of course, for us to be able to sleep and to be able to rest and calm down enough to sleep, it really is all about how do we shift from that go, go, go into restfulness and even put, you know, a priority on it. And then the other aspect that I just mentioned really briefly is this terrible disconnection that has been happening culturally really for thousands of years, and I think has gotten worse and worse. And that's the disconnection from nature, from the natural world, and from our bodies, from our body wisdom, and from the inner realms, the worlds of imagination and dreaming. And so as we're separate from nature, we're not connected to the natural cycles of light, of night and day, of winter and summer. We're isolated from those. Whereas for most of human history, people lived with it most of their time in natural light. And that natural light cued people when to wake up, when to go to sleep. Our melatonin cycles are geared around the natural light cycles. And now most of us spend almost all of our time inside, separate from that. And since electricity, you know, we don't ever have to really have night or darkness, which is very important for our bodies and very important not just for sleep, but for our overall well-being.
Yeah, I was wondering about that, because I think this electricity, or, you know, that's brought light to our homes, that the lights are on to quite late till just before we go to sleep. It's not when it gets dark. I remember when we were traveling around the world in places back in the 80s, being in places where we didn't have electricity, and you just went to bed at 9 o'clock because it was dark.
Yes.
And you got up earlier, you know, when it got light. And we don't do that here. We're sort of night owls in my house. But, you know, and then there's also the TV. You know, what do people do to relax at night? They watch TV. And so there's that energy being pumped into us.
That's right. And we know that, you know, whenever our eyes are on those lit up screens, our brains and our our inner chemicals are getting the message, wake up, it's morning time. So all the lit up screens give us that message directly through our eyes, through our brains, all through our bodies. And so people, you know, you're right. At first it was probably gas streetlights that started keeping people awake, like whatever that was, 1700s, 1800s. And then electricity, and then television in the 50s. People didn't stay up. In fact, when the first late night 11 o'clock television shows were introduced, I read recently, people thought no one will stay up for these. Because, of course, people are going to want to go to bed, and they had to do a real sales spin around getting people to stay up for these late night shows. Now it's really common. And people have their computer screens, and I hear that some people even sleep with their, you know, whatever, their smartphones right by their bed, and all night long they're answering texts. And, you know, so all of that is saying, wake up, it's daytime. And so we need to find ways to unhook from that and to get back into the nourishing wisdom of darkness and find the ways to let our bodies go back into that, not just for our physical well-being, but for our souls. I think it was Edison, I don't have the exact quote, but he said something like, with electricity, we have eradicated night. We will no longer have to be, you know, a slave to night. And yet, of course, Edison was brilliant, and I'm grateful to him, but it's an example of that denigration of the feminine. The denigration of the need for dark, the need for yin, the need for deep replenishment. We can't survive, we can't thrive if we're constantly on the go and lit up. We need that deep, deep going inside, inward, dreamy quality.
And I imagine there's techniques that you teach people, and we can get that into that in the next segment. Mm-hmm. I know for myself, I have to have a bath. I you know, leave the TV room and I go lay down in the bath and I read. And yet there's that transition going from the bathtub, which sometimes I fall asleep there, and then getting to bed, and then I kind of wake up again and I have to, I read. But I just, you know, to get myself away from the busyness, I do things like that till I, you know, fall asleep. But there are, I'm sure, even better techniques.
Well, and that's a lovely one. And there's something, if we have time before the break, I can just mention briefly. So what with the light cycles, the rays of light that are most wake us up and mess up our melatonin cycles are the blue light cycles. So one kind of really goofy thing I do that helps a lot in the evening.
We're going to hear about that when we come back.
This all right,
is Chris
great.
Stainless, listening okay. to Voices of Women. We'll come back and talk more with Leah Bales.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit limelightradio.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people bold in thought, and action who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Nonstop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive talk radio is the new craze. Learn and live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now, our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Women of strength, women of wisdom, women of strength, women of wisdom, women of strength.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and I'm talking with Leah Bales today. So Leah, can you give your contact information and your website where people can find out about your work? I think you have a blog and you have some offerings on your website too.
Thanks so much, Chris. Yeah, well, it's leahbayles.com, LEABAYLES.com. And I have on the main page, there's a free offer for a 4-week meditation series with an audio meditation each week, and that is called Replenish Your Soul. And then on my blog, there are several things. There's a What the Bleep is Sleep Hygiene, which is sort of a rant that I have about how creepy sleep hygiene rules are. And then also an audio from Hygieia, the goddess of health and healing, for whom the sleep hygiene rules are named. So that, my blog is devoted especially to finding sensual, soulful ways to helping enhance your sleep and your dreaming. So if you just go to leahbayles.com and hit the blog, you'll go there.
Well, that's great. It's a good help for people if they have this problem. So we were just talking about settling into sleep, and you were just so if you want to share, you had some ideas for people how you could help settle yourself into sleep.
Yes. Well, there are so many things. And Chris, you mentioned a great one, which is taking a bath before bed and just consciously making a break from the activity. I like to turn all my computer stuff off at dinner time and unplug, you know, just at whatever time that is, unplugging your eyes from screens so that you begin making a transition. But one really kind of fun, goofy thing that helps a lot is to wear amber welder glasses. And these are just like plastic glasses, and they're sort of orange, and they filter out the blue rays of light so that even if you're lying in the bathtub reading, or you're reading in bed or watching TV before you go to bed, if you use these for a couple of hours before you go to bed, it actually helps your melatonin cycles kick in, your melatonin levels rise so that you then can fall asleep more easily. So that the light we see all the time with our bare eyes suppresses the melatonin, and we need the melatonin. So your natural melatonin levels will rise just by wearing these silly. They're not glamorous, they're not sexy, but they're really helpful. And they only cost about $7. So I highly recommend those as one little piece to use.
Well, that's great. A good little tool that people can try out. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about, because you talk about night waking as a sacred gift.
Yes. And people say, how can you say it's a sacred gift? It's miserable. And I agree. It can be so miserable to wake up in the middle of the night and be like, you know, sometimes you'll be asleep and all of a sudden you'll wake up and then a worry will come in and you'll start thinking about that. And, you know, so people often, and it often happens, especially for people at midlife and beyond, wake up and can't get back to sleep and may have a couple of hours of not sleeping or even the rest of the night, and it can be miserable. So I want to say, yes, I understand how that can be, and we can shift it. It's seen in our culture generally as a pathology, as a problem that needs to be fixed. And there's even a medication for it. It has a lovely musical name, but it has terrible potential side effects. The thing is, sleeping straight through the night, 7 to 8 hours straight, seems to be pretty much a modern invention. It's mostly just since the advent of electricity that that's what most people have done. And a more natural pattern, Chris, you were talking about traveling and being where there was no electricity. In Europe, before electricity, in accounts in literature and historical accounts in Europe and all over the world, and some places still today where there's no electricity, people tend to go to bed a little earlier to sleep 3 or 4 hours and then have a naturally wakeful time for an hour and a half, and then go back to sleep. And this is commonly referred to as the two sleeps, first sleep, the restful time, and the second sleep. And if we don't fight it, and if, in fact, we find ways to use it for creativity, for healing, for soul prayer time, it can become very, very powerful. And in all the world's spiritual traditions, before the advent of electricity, had as part of their practice middle-of-the-night prayer times. In the holy traditions, the Jewish holy traditions, Christian holy traditions, the Islamic holy traditions, there were prayers especially for this 2 o'clock time. In the Ayurvedic tradition, that's considered the heart time. And so if we can just begin to open the door to say, oh, what if it's not a problem? What if this could be a good thing? This is a time especially when we are so busy in our daily life. This can be a time out of time. This can be a time when I really encourage people not to go down to their computer, not to turn on the television, not to do housework, not to get busy, but let it be soul time. Let it be creativity time. My best poetry comes in this middle of the night. My best ideas. And Da Vinci said all of his best ideas came in this middle of the night time between the two sleeps. John Lennon said all of his best songs were written in that in-between stage between sleep and wakefulness. So if we can cultivate that, and there are things we can work with to do that, ways that we turn toward a worry, work with it to transform it rather than just be worried by it, we can notice, there's creative energy coming through. How could I do that? How could I work with it? So I would encourage, if anyone's listening who has this problem, to just begin imagining what it would be like tonight or the next time you have this waking in the night. If instead of thinking, oh my God, this is a problem, how am I going to get back to sleep, you begin to shift and you turn toward it. You land in it. You let yourself feel it. And with this loving kindness to yourself and the situation, you say, what if it isn't a problem? What would this night waking like me to know? And you turn toward it and begin to embrace it and open to it. And just in that beginning shift, something may begin to happen differently. There's a real different energy in struggling to make something go away than to turn toward it and begin to be curious and kind and loving toward it. And to realize maybe that's your most natural pattern. Maybe there's something of value right there in that time.
Well, I think that key that you said, you know, to not struggle with it, to, it's kind of like, you know, surrender to it because it's there. Mm. We usually fight it. Like, I got to get to sleep because I got to get up early. I got so much to do tomorrow. I'm going to be tired. And our mind says all that stuff. But you said a couple things that I've experienced. I remember when I was traveling in Bali last year, we would be so tired. We were, because I stay up late, but there, you know, we were going to bed, falling asleep at 9:30, 10 o'clock. The latest maybe 10:30, and I would wake up about 1:30 thinking it must be like I had a really heavy sleep for 3 hours, and I'd wake up thinking it must be 4 or 5 o'clock and be shocked it was 1:30.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would be, you know, and then I'd be awake a little while, and then I'd go back to sleep. And then also that in between sleep, you're you're not really fully awake and you're not fully asleep. I know in my mind, I've written books. And I go, wow, this is great. I got to remember it in the morning. And of course, you know, I remember the theme or the topic, but that beautiful writing gets kind of lost in this life. Okay, how do you capture that? You know, one thing to play with. But they are, it can be that very creative time.
It can be. And there have been some really interesting studies with people, modern studies with people. Oops, I'm wondering how close we're getting to the end, if I have time to do this. Do we have a couple more minutes, Chris?
Yeah, we have a couple minutes, yes.
So very briefly, when people are put in a situation, subjects of a study, where there is no light for 14 hours for a couple of weeks, and they find the first few nights they sleep 11 hours solid, probably making up for the sleep deficit most of us have. After that, they go into this two sleep cycle, and when they measure in the middle between the first and second sleep, they're finding that that's a very deep meditative time, and prolactin, the chemical hormone that we normally associate with nursing, is very prevalent in the body, much more than in many other states. And prolactin is a very important hormone for immune system, for brain functioning, for nourishing. So I think of that time in the middle, when we cultivate it right, as the land of milk and honey. The time when we can really be nourished by our own inner chemicals if we learn to cultivate them and not cultivate that worried mind that wants to take over. So it's learning that we can actually change our inner pharmacy, change the chemicals that are working with us by some very pleasurable techniques and processes. So that waking in the night can become the land of milk and honey when you can nourish yourself and be, like you said, richly open to the creativity that comes through.
Yeah, it sounds like just let it flow, you know, and you'll go back to sleep. You'll find yourself back to sleep probably sooner than when you're fighting it.
Oh, I think that's very, very true. And even if you don't go back to sleep, you're still in a much more regenerative, restorative state. You know, we don't necessarily have to be deeply asleep to be replenishing ourselves.
And that's true.
If you're cultivating it that way, you're still getting tremendous benefits for your body and your mind.
Yes. Well, it's great. Thank you, Leah, for being here today.
It's so great to talk with you, Chris. I look forward to meeting you in February.
Yes, and so Leah is giving a workshop on this very topic at Woman of Wisdom on February 17th. So check that out on our website, womanofwisdom.org. Look for Conference 2014 and check out her website at leahbales.com. So this is Chris Stainis. You're listening to Voices of Women. We'll come back. I'm going to be talking to Colleen Russell.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? beingyouclass.com.
If you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, if you want a book that will change your life, then you won't want to miss getting Sandy Brewer's compelling memoir, Pursuit of a Light. Get it now in our holiday gift sale for only $9.97. Plus, receive Sandy's special gift to you of her amazing audio series, 6 Steps to Mastering the Art of Healing. Go to sandybrewer.com, click the book tab to place your order, and at checkout, use the coupon code HOLIDAY. Get the sale package valued at over $40 for only $9.97 today at sandybrewer.com.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and I'd like to introduce you now to Colleen Russell. She considers herself a midwife to the soul. She is an expert in guiding individuals through major life transitions and the dark night of the soul. She has a master's degree in transpersonal psychology, and she's trained and certified as a facilitator in self-esteem, neurolinguistics, grief counseling, dream coaching, soul collage, storytelling, and also is a graduate of the 3-year body-soul leadership training with Marion Woodman, one of my favorite woman wisdom persons. So her latest creation is Quest for Wholeness. It offers support to men and women seeking to live balanced, creative, and meaningful lives. And she's the author of the book Overcomers, Inc., Stories of Strength, Hope, and Courage. And her website is www.quest4, and that's just the number 4, wholeness.com. She's going to do a workshop at the conference on Sunday, February 16th. It's called Remembering the Body as Sacred. So welcome, Colleen.
Thank you so much. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, so first I'd like to begin with people's stories, and you've had a lot of life experiences and deep transitions, as many people have, but what is your story and how did you begin to heal that?
Yeah, so we're talking about the sacredness of the body, and you know, I think that I really began to lose my connection with my body at a very young age, which a lot of girls do. And as a teenager, I got into the dieting cycle, and my body was never good enough, and I didn't look good enough. And as I then moved into college and the corporate world and all of that, you know, I just basically began to ignore the body, my body, unless, you know, I needed to lose weight. And, of course, I always needed to lose weight. So I went through probably my first 30-some years hardly knowing that my body existed or having a little or no relationship with it. And I, during that time, overrode its messages of tiredness and fatigue, oftentimes in the corporate world, by consuming coffee, sugar, caffeine, and then trying to go to sleep, perhaps with alcohol. So I would be consuming quick foods to give me that boost, to keep me moving towards my goals and what I wanted to do in the outer world. And I really didn't have a connection. And I would say that my connection began with illness, actually. When I was 35, my first husband had a heart attack and died. And 6 months after his death, I contracted like a horrendous Chinese flu where I was sick for probably 10 days with high fevers that drenched the sheet. And after that, I seemed to have develop an autoimmune disease where my back hurt all the time, my hips hurt all the time, I just ached all over. And although no one really diagnosed it as fibromyalgia, I'm sure it was some form of that or some autoimmune disease similar to that, but I had for probably a good 10, 12, 15 years. I haven't really sat down and figured out how long I had it, but I know it was many, many years. But the gift that came with all these aches and pains after that experience was that I had to attend to the body. And I began doing a lot of work with body workers and, you know, trying to figure out how to let go of these pains that were showing up. And so I got into yoga therapy, body work of all different kinds, went to chiropractors, spent thousands and thousands of dollars trying to resolve what was going on in my body. And most recently, because it's only been the last 4 years that I've actually been sort of free of all of this after the work that I began with Marion Woodman, actually, I think the start of the healing for me was my work with Marion Woodman in the Body Soul Leadership, which is a bringing psyche and soma together and working through the body. And in that process with Marion, I began to learn to love my body and to really respect the wisdom that the body holds and for how it carries me through life. And I started to begin strong enough, I guess, in my conscious self that I wanted to do something about it. And about at the same time, I learned about the Food Addicts in Recovery program. So in addition to what I was doing with Marion, I also began a 12-step recovery work around my issues with food, alcohol, using all these outside substances to move me forward. And I let go of sugar, alcohol, caffeine, and flour, and I've been abstinent-free for about 3.5 years of those products in my body. And since then, you know, all those aches and pains have disappeared. I lost all my excess weight. But I want to say that building a relationship with our bodies is not about losing weight. It's about learning to love the sacredness of the temple that we've been blessed with, and that is our vehicle to bring forth our gifts while we're on earth. And I don't know if there's any more that I want to say about that, but during that process, I learned to love my body, and that's probably the biggest thing that I did. And again, it wasn't about getting thin, it was about recognizing that, you know, one time I saw a man come to Starbucks with a shirt on that said, "If we don't take care of this earth, then where shall we live?" And I think, you know, we have this disconnect with the bigger earth, but we also have a disconnect with our own earth body that we do have control over and that we can decide what to do with.
Yes, and so you talk about that getting, you know, that honoring of the body, but we have this, it's kind of like, and I think you've said in what I've read about you, that woman being at war with our bodies. And so let's talk about a little bit about why that is so. Why are women, you know, one is just not accepting our bodies as is, you know, mm-hmm. like the whole syndrome of always, you know, not loving our body and stuffing it with food to make us feel better, like you said you did.
Or whatever else.
Or always dieting because it's never, you know, our bodies are never perfect.
Right. And so I think, you know, there's several pieces that sort of thread into this, and that is we live in a culture that drives for perfection. And one of the books that Marion wrote was, you know, about perfection and our addiction to perfection. Her book was named Addiction to Perfection, is that we're constantly trying to make ourselves better. And instead of just being who we are, and so in this striving to make ourselves better, there's a perfection, A, that we can never reach, and B, as we strive for that perfection, we have to abandon different parts of ourselves and different feelings that we have in order to even try to connect with that type of perfection. So as we do that, and also as we're enculturated, we abandon parts of ourselves to fit into the cultural norms that are, you know, blasted at us through marketing every day. And in so doing, we lose connection with our essential selves. And also, you know, we can go even deeper with this. So we have the surface cultural things, and then we can move into this whole disconnect from the feminine, because matter, which is body, which is earth, is feminine. And so our bodies are actually that disconnect, that larger disconnect that's being played out in the world of this disconnect from the feminine. And also, we're disconnected from our feelings, that most of us don't even know what we feel. And our compulsions are really happen to us when our feelings start to get close to the surface that we don't want to feel. Also, food is connected with mother, which again is the great mother, or the goddess mother, and this disconnect that we have with mother as sacred, mother in bodies, and so we develop things around food and comfort and nurturing that either fulfill parts of ourselves that we didn't get nurtured or mothered, or we were oversaturated with mothering, or we reject mother, which is what anorexia and bulimia and things like that sort of indicate. And Marian would say that for a woman, you know, the physical and the spiritual worlds can never be split. Yet, you know, the statistics are that 70% of women, based on Allie Brown's study, is that we're disconnected from our bodies. We don't like our bodies, or we have some kind of war with food. And when the body and the mind are disconnected, it can't be fed through the waters of imagination. So we're not enlivened by the spiritual force that wants to come and live through us.
Yeah, and so what can we do to start this, you know, get it out of that cycle, that to develop a healthy relationship with food and our bodies?
Well, that's a good question, isn't it? And when I began my recovery, I remember, you know, having this image of a wounded dog, like in a corner of a room. And when I, when in my imagination, when I reached out to touch this wounded dog, it bit me and it wanted to bite me because it didn't have any trust built with me. And I think our bodies are a lot like dogs in a way that they have been our faithful servants and have taken on a lot of abuse and neglect from us in a way, and that we have to begin to build a bridge of trust back to the body and back to healing ourselves through the body. So some ways that we can do that is, first of all, that healing is about opening to what has been closed. So we have to learn how to open to our feelings.
Yeah, so we're going to talk about that when we come back, how we can open to our feelings. This is Chris Stainis on Voices of Women. We'll return soon and continue our conversation with Colleen Russell.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio hosts and motivational speakers Sue London. Thursdays on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Tune in to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern for leading edge, empowering knowledge and information, which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged, and learn the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. This new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. Visit TheMichelleBondShow.com and step into your new reality.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND.
visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Women of wisdom, women of wisdom, women of wisdom, rise and shine, sister kind, spirit of woman, rise and shine.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm talking with Colleen Russell. And Colleen, first, would you like to give your website? And I know you have an offer that people can get there. You can talk about that for us.
Yes, I'd be happy to. Thank you, Christina. Yes, people can go to my website, which is www.quest4wholeness.com. So questforwholeness.com. And there's two things that you can do. Is first, you can sign, well, actually, if you sign up for my free bi-monthly newsletter, which has articles on creativity, spirituality, and the search for wholeness, you'll have a lot of offerings that you can download, pre-recorded recordings that I've done on wholeness. And one of the free gifts that I have available on there is Remembering the Sacredness of the Body, which is a full hour and a half conversation about what we're talking about today, Chris.
Great.
So that's www.quest and the number four, rather than being spelled out, questforwholeness.com.
Great, thanks. So I encourage people to check that out. So we were just talking about being open to be present to our feelings. Because one of the things you said was, sometimes when we come to that edge, the feelings are coming up, and then we push them down by eating or other things, negative thoughts, all that, because we don't want to deal with
the feelings. Right. So I think, first of all, is that we have to really come with a lot of compassion to ourselves and to, first of all, begin to accept and love ourselves just as we are right here and right now, no matter, you know, how we're acting out with our compulsions, whatever is happening with us, how much we weigh, any of that, is to just accept. And then to begin to build a bridge to our bodies through compassion. And one of the ways that we can do that is to notice when we're driven towards our compulsions, you know. And first of all, that's going to require some awareness on our part, is where are we, when are we acting out in that way? So that's the first thing, is to notice, when am I acting out, and to love myself if I find myself in the cookie jar or someplace else and in that cycle where I go into self-loathing when I do things that I don't really want to do. And then after that is to say, you know, to begin to catch yourself after you're aware, is, can I catch myself before I go there? Can I catch myself when I'm wanting to act out? And can I call a friend, or can I ask myself, you know, what am I really hungry for? What's wanting to come up? Can I get out my journal? Am I willing to do that and just write about what I'm feeling? What might be the deeper feelings underneath that are driving this compulsion? Because usually underneath these compulsions are younger parts of ourselves that we had to let go of, or we chose to let go of in order to receive love and acceptance. And now they're wanting to come back in, and they're wanting our attention, and the way that they get it is through our bodies and through these driven compulsions. So we can say to ourselves, you know, will we love this abandoned part of ourselves? Are we willing to accept and hear its voice and maybe give it dialogue in our journals, which would be really helpful. And then I think another thing is to really listen to the self-talk that we say to ourselves. You know, I used to teach classes on self-esteem, and I had this quote that said, you know, if we said to others what we say to ourselves, would we have any friends? And I don't know about men, but I think for women, we really say terrible things to ourselves about our bodies, about ourselves, about, you know, I was just in a meeting this morning where a young girl was saying, you know, she was having all these feelings, and then at the end of her conversation she said, today I really feel fat and ugly, and I think we just tend to project everything that happens into our lives on our bodies so that we become fat and ugly and unacceptable, and we reject ourselves before anybody outside of ourselves rejects us. And so that love is really the transformational key to being willing to be open and to accept whatever wants to come up in our lives and to make space for them, because it's a lot like the story of the 13th fairy. You know, when she's not invited to the big banquet, she, you know, is going to kill the young princess when she turns a certain age. So these parts of our selves that we deny are going to cause trouble inside of us until they get some acceptance and some love and understanding. So that's really the key, is this voice of compassion that can come up around where we're at, what we feel, and just not to stop the rejection that we've been doing.
And you did a lot of work with Marion Woodman, and I know she does the body work, and it's that bringing that, bridging that spirit and matter and really working with the body. And so what did you advise for people? Where can they start doing that?
Well, they can check on the Marion Woodman Foundation website. I also do workshops on periodically for women's retreats where we do in the body work like that. I'm available for coaching as well. But just to begin, maybe to turn on some music, you know, even if you don't go to a workshop, is to turn on some music that's soothing and begin to dance and let your body move and play and be in the body and begin to just love yourself as this, for this beautiful she body gift that you've been given, and start to form a relationship with it. Or like the story of the wounded dog, you know, when you begin to feed yourself, if this were a beloved pet of mine, what would I feed it? And what would I do if it has body symptoms? How would I take care of it? So sometimes, as Mary would say, you know, we would take care of our cat or our dog better than we treat our own animal body. And our animal body has much wisdom to share with us, and it holds for us what we can't bring to consciousness and is key and vital for us to bring balance back into our culture, even if you want to look at it in a larger scenario, which is another conversation.
Yeah, and there's so much, there is that, you mentioned, you know, the rejection of the physical is like, if you had a second sight, you'd probably see that most of us on this planet are outside of our bodies. You know, we're not embodying ourselves. And getting in touch with the physical, like dancing is great. That's a great way. Or even just having some sort of physical touch, like, you know, massage or doing things that you actually are in your body, and it's being, you're, it kind of brings you back into your
right, or consciously grounding yourself when you get out of the bed in the morning and connecting yourself with the earth, and, you know, that you're a part of this earth as an animal body as well as this intellectual being that goes around, that we have it, that we are part of it all those cycles of the earth.
Yes, yes, we are. So it's great to have you on the show today, Colleen. We look forward to seeing you in February.
I look forward to it too, Christina. Thank you.
Yeah, I should be giving a workshop on this very topic on Sunday, February 16th. So look for Colleen Russell on our website at womanofwisdom.org, and also check her website out at Quest for Wholeness, and it's Quest and the number for wholeness.com. So I'd like to leave everyone with this thought today. For those of you who are waking up at night, how can you transform that time to be creative? And for those of you who have an unhealthy relationship with food and your body, what can you do today to heal that? What first steps can you make? So I'd like to share how I have my first, my webinar is available to sign up for. It's Embracing the New Leadership Paradigm, How to Step into Your Confidence and Unleash the Leader Within. And it's not just for leaders, it's for anyone who wants to develop some skills where you can be influential wherever you are, at work or at home, because you know how to value your voice and other people's voices and co-create solutions, facilitate open dialogues. There's lots of skills that we develop in this course. It's going to begin November 25th on Mondays, four Mondays in a row at 5 o'clock, and you'll get the recording. So if you miss the class, you aren't going to miss the class. And I have a special price for my listeners here. Just go to chrysalisleadership.com/webinar and look at the offering there of what's going to be in the class and what you're going to receive from it. You can, when you click on the PayPal button, you'll see the special price that you get. So I'm excited that our conference is all ready to go on the website. Please go check it out at womanofwisdom.org. We have some early bird specials that run through. One is for Jalaja Bonham, who I had on the show a few weeks ago, and her special for her two-day intensive workshop, which is going to be great. The early bird price is through December 15th, and there's a couple more that are through December 31st. If you add your name to our email list, which you can do on our website, you will receive emails where we send out sometimes some special offers for people. So this is Chris Stainis, and I'm the founder of Women of Wisdom and the conference, and also the author of the Amazon bestseller and award-winning book, Women of Wisdom, Empowering the Dreams and Spirit of Women. If you want to find out about Women of Wisdom and the wonderful words that all the women who participated in Women of Wisdom over the years, we're in our 22nd year. It's a great holiday gift, a gift for somebody who needs a little inspiration. It's touched many people in their exploration of the divine feminine, and you can purchase that on our website at womanofwisdom.org. So next week, I'll continue interviewing Women of Wisdom presenters. I will be having Carolyn Bornai and Catherine Elliott. And so I look forward to talking to them next week. And have a great weekend, everybody.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today, Radio with Chris Stainis.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.